I am choosing to stop learning and start knowing. And I've had that on my mind, and ironically, I suppose, I got online and I started looking up, well, who else has said this, thinking I might do a little research and see and check out other people's opinions. Although that seemed to contradict the very heart of that message, to stop learning and to start knowing, because I'd been reaching out, seeking out what I could learn, even subconsciously. Perhaps I'd sought out lessons. And by the way, when I did look online briefly, in some search results, I did see that that's part of a quote by Rumi, who was the poet, and a lot of the Sufi religious traditions are based on things he said. Well, in fact, I might like to talk a little bit about him in a moment, but I want to get back to where I was at this time when I started to recognize this message to stop learning and to start knowing. By the way, I did not read very much. I stopped myself because I've found that the most appropriate insight for me has been insight. It doesn't come from anywhere else. And in fact, I would say our approach to learning, whether it's school or just the way we believe we are supposed to learn through life, is almost entirely backward. What if, now this may seem like a stretch, I don't know if we would ever live this way, but what if our approach was totally reversed? What if, for example, instead of trying to teach a baby to talk, we let that baby teach us the divine language that it comes into this world, the profound complexities of tone which it brings into this world, and then we try to make it rigid and squared in and comprehensible to a bunch of lost individuals who are not individuals, who believe they are individualized. What if instead we looked to that child and said, well, what can you teach me about language? And they'd say, wah. And then you'd go, wah. And you'd learn a great deal. And instead of bringing children into schools and trying to teach them how the world is, we would ask them, how should the world be? And if they hadn't already been influenced by our rigidity, they might say it should be fun. Or it should be play. It should be all extra playtime. Or, I don't know, there should be some colorful stuff. And then if we modeled the world after what they were teaching us, in this case, teaching us, we were allowing ourselves to be taught, we'd have a profoundly heavenly world, wouldn't we? Well, anyway, I'm not sure if I'm on a tangent right now, but I was thinking back about my past year, perhaps past 2 years, and if someone asked me about them, I would probably say, well, I sure had some things to learn, because it seemed like I was learning lessons. I was learning, oh, I don't want to complain, but to say that, to say, oh, well, that was a year I learned a lot, basically, to me, that means that was a pretty miserable year. Because here the difference between saying, oh, well, I learned a lot, as opposed to, or in contrast with saying, oh, this year, I abided in my divine knowing. Oh, this year, I rose in my perfect, infinite divine knowledge. So we can ask God for wisdom. I've been someone who likes to learn. I'm always wanting, craving some bit of information that could act like a key for me. And there is such a phenomenon. There can be such a phenomenon, but I feel a little bit silly because, for example, one obvious example is the way that I have probably read more on the topic of meditation than I have spent actually meditating. So instead of having my own experience, I just thought I needed to be taught. And intuition is powerful. It's fundamental for us. And with things I'd gone through in recent times, I suppose I looked to other people, and that was disorienting at some point because I did have to return to my own intuition. And I should also say that I'd been influenced, like a lot of us have probably been influenced by other people. And I've had people try to impress the idea on me that my exertion, my involvement in this world should be difficult. And I'm not sure if they would articulate that message directly. But I would hear this from people. And I started to believe that. And I had troubles. But we are not meant to have disease. We are not meant to be sick. We are not meant to be distressed. We are not meant to strain. A joyful, heightened state of involvement, like if someone likes intense exercise, for example, that is wonderful. But we are not meant to be affected by anything. We are not meant to be taken away from peace, happiness. Peace and happiness are ours. They are our own. So I decide to stop learning and to start knowing. So by the way, I mentioned the poet Rumi, and it seems in my life like most of my heroes really like Rumi, and so that's a reason why I would sometimes look to Rumi and give those poems a chance, but I hadn't really resonated with the writings that I've read from Rumi, and I think one reason is probably because I'd been quite cerebral, and he was presenting profound messages, like messages that need to awaken in us. Messages like stop learning and start knowing. Know that you are perfect. And you are loved.